Hey friends, we are going to spend a little bit of time today in Matthew chapter 7. Jesus has gathered a group of people together. We don't know how many people, but a lot of them, for this famous sermon that we know as the Sermon on the Mount. And I'm going to share with you a passage that I have shared multiple times in church over the years. And this is one of the biggest verses that I can think of that talks about others noticing who we are in Christ. And it says this, I want to go back, Jesus' first warning about false prophets, people who claim to speak for God that really aren't. And then he turns into talking about what the signs of a Christian will show. He says, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. We need to really be careful on the teachings that we adhere to, the people we listen to, the books we read, even what I say to you, check it with the scriptures, check it with the Word of God. Verse 16 says, by their fruit you will recognize them. So he's talking about those false teachers. And then he says, do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, so now he's talking about us. Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Here's the deal. There should be a marked difference between followers of Jesus and the rest of the world. Bearing fruit means doing and saying things in such a way, the way we live our lives, that others can see a distinct difference between us and the rest of the world. Not that we would be arrogant about it, thinking that we're better, but that we are to bear good fruit. I just talked to you yesterday about the fact that if we have been crucified with Christ, we no longer live, but it's Christ that lives in us. And that if we have met the resurrected Christ, that sin seems to fall away in our lives one by one. I want to encourage you today to look at the fruit in your life. Do people know when they run into me, whether it's the clerk at the grocery store, whether it's the person I'm talking about medical bills with, whether it's my children, my spouse, my relatives, my parents, do you bear good fruit? Is it evident that you live for Jesus Christ? That is to be a goal of a follower of Jesus. Let's pray about that. Lord, I pray that you would help me to bear fruit. Lord, I want others, when they see me, not to bring glory to me, but to bring glory to you. I want people to see Jesus in me. God, as we go through today, or if we're listening to this at night, as we walk into tomorrow, may we be very conscious of the fact that others are watching our moves, they're listening to our words, they're looking at our lifestyles. And Lord, we want to glorify you, not ourselves. We want to glorify you with our decisions. You already love us, you already accept us. There's nothing we can do to make you love us more, but we know we are called to represent you well. So God, would you give me the strength today to represent you in such a way that you would smile upon me. In Jesus' name.